from one stick to another. We have seen Limbaugh and Hannity and some other conservative talkers as well get moved off some of the biggest sticks in America in the largest markets to lower sticks. And this is, of course, where the liberal talkers were before. What has unfolded here?
Well, you had me on the Ed Show way back when this was first announced that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity were being moved by their very own company to smaller radio stations in L.A. and San Francisco. You actually put up on the screen the coverage map. You could see the footprint of the station they have been on and the station they were going to. And for how many years have we heard these guys heckling the progressive talkers for not having impact? And now they have to move to the lesser signal that those progressive talkers had been on. The real story will be conclusive in about a year. Where this is going is already fairly predictable. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are now on the number 36 radio station in Los Angeles, the station in San Francisco that all the big righty national syndicated shows are on is number 17 in the ratings there. I am told by an industry insider that Limbaugh put his foot down when it came to Denver. They were going to try and move him there, too, and he said, hell no, and the station he's on in Denver is down. So it's tempting to conclude that the act is getting old.
Is it the genre? Is it the format? Is it the content? Is it the burnout? Or is it these things that we have in our hand called iPhones that are just changing the world?
I think it's all of the above. The news talk radio format itself, for the first time ever this past summer, had three consecutive months below a 9 share. It is just back up to a 9 share now. But this parallels a bit what you see in the cable TV. Fox News is down 10%. So I think that thing in the hand that we call a smartphone is a big part of it. But I believe that this message fatigue is driving it as well. And you can peg it to Leap Year Day, February 29, 2012, when Rush Limbaugh started calling Sandra Fluke unthinkable things on the radio. It has never recovered since.
And it hasn't recovered?
No, it has not recovered, and the whole format is tarred. You have a radio show, and you've suffered as a consequence of what Rush Limbaugh has done because dollars left the format entirely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are agencies out there across America that are saying, I do not want to be on a news talk station. It makes us too vulnerable. We don't want to be associated with possibly some disparaging talk.
Sure. And look where the conversation goes when it has a chance to go elsewhere. In the past week, talk radio is crackling with speculation about this Malaysian airliner down. You know what it is? It's a respite from Benghazi, Hillary, Obamacare, and Putin, and all the rest of this endless conversation that goes nowhere. The audience has a chance to be an armchair expert and speculate. Is it like Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway? Is it like the TV show Lost? These 777s are big planes. If this thing did put down somewhere in the wrong hands, it could be a real long-distance bomb that brings back scary thoughts of another 9/11. So the conversation in the last week has kind of gone there because they're sick and tired of talking about everything else. And when something new comes out, you know, when there is breaking news about the Malaysian airline story, it gets quoted. You the other night said something I had never heard in any of the other accounts. It may have aired elsewhere, but I heard it on your show on TV for the first time. And I guess as a pilot, you would think of this yourself. But you made the point about not only are there five different kinds of radios on a 777, but that the pilot himself might happen to bring along a satellite phone so that when they're out in the middle of nowhere, like this flight ended up, they could still get a signal out. And whenever a data point, whenever a factoid like that comes up, people will pass it around over lunch and dinner because it's a respite from the same old righty talk radio narrative.
Yeah. Well, I've been there. I've lost an engine over a Canadian wilderness and had to put her down on a dirt road, and the old satellite phone came in handy. And I says, gosh, that might have been the smartest thing I've ever done. Holland Cook, great to have you with us. We're right back.